This is Floor Radio. I'm Dave Foster. This is part two of a four-part conversation with Emily Morrow, the director of Style, Color, and Design at Shaw Industries. Emily, we've been talking about the designer retreat that you held and you presided over a couple of weeks ago at Shaw. You had mentioned that you had these guest designers evaluate products, as we discussed in the prior segment.
You have them rank these new products, and you have a feeling going in here which are the how you rank them and how your staff ranks them. So I guess it's really meaningful to see how these people have ranked the products that you've already done that with.
Yeah, you know, I think as far as seeing how they ranked it and then comparing it to how internally all of our experts here at R&D have felt like the products would or should rank or rate, you know, it's interesting because 9 times out of 10 they validate what we expect. But there's always a surprise, usually. I shouldn't say always. There's usually a surprise that they point out something that we may have missed. And, you know, when you have a room full of very talented individuals and they all circle around one particular prototype and they'll say, you gotta have this. We absolutely love this. This will sell. And it's something that we might have overlooked. Then we have to stop and take note and consider that as a potential new product.
That's interesting. Yeah. I have to imagine that this whole process, you said this was your fifth year, has to really change the way you do things and internally to have a group like this and give you that kind of input.
Yeah, I think I sincerely believe this is what is setting us apart as far as how we make product decisions. And I compare it to the way a great interior designer designs for her clients. You know, I think any interior designer can do cookie cutter looks for clients, but a great interior designer listens to what her clients' needs are, what their priorities are, and what their own tastes and what their desires are. And that's really what we're doing here mm-hmm. with this process, is we're really listening and customizing it to what our consumers and what our customers and their consumers are asking for.
Mm-hmm. Now, once you have had your group look at these products and evaluate them and you have the rankings, what do you do after that?
We go collapse.
I bet you do 5 hours of that.
No, after that, you know, we have to entertain them a little bit. I mentioned earlier they get spa treatments, but while they're getting their spa treatments, we're behind the scenes going through and setting up for the next day. So, you know, the next day is where we go through a little more of a creative and fun process where we let them break up into their regional groups. And you know, you can just look at the map of the country and you can see a cross-section of where the bulk of these designers come from. So we'll have some from Southern California, some from the Cape, you know, around Massachusetts. We have some from Georgia, of course, and I'm trying to think of different areas, Northern California, you name it, I can continue on. And they have a blast putting together these beautiful design boards and it's really, although they're beautiful, it's a huge helpful tool for us. You know, we can track how colors and styles are selling by regions, but that only takes us so far. It's just another element of information that we can bring in our process. If we see that these very talented designers are using, let's say, for instance, a navy blue in an area that we've previously not seen navy blue used, then we know we must add that color to our palettes with the styles that fit this region. So it's just another tool, I think, that helps us make products more saleable for these areas.
Is there a lot of competition in this? I have to imagine that there is.
It's
understatement,
it's,
I can it see is, from the way you react.
It is an understatement, and it's friendly competition for sure, but they are perfectionists. They look at each other's boards and then they go huddle back around their boards. And then, you know, they all have the opportunity at the end of the regional workshops to present their colors for their area. And you can tell they really are passionate about what they're doing. And they want to be the ones that have the best boards, the best ideas, and something a little different to offer.
Very interesting. After you do the boards, what do you do next?
Oh gosh, after the color boards, that is probably, as far as this particular year, we did something a little different than in years past. We shared with them a lot of information about our green edge and our environmental progress that we're making. We introduced them to our new Vice President of Sustainability and Environmental Affairs, Rick Ramirez. And we allowed them an opportunity to speak with Rick and Steve Bradfield, who's the Director of Environmental Affairs here. And there's a fascination and an interest, even on the especially now today in the residential side. But you know, they have that face and that name to associate with our Green Edge and all of our environmental endeavors. And so it just really allowed them a vis-a-vis opportunity to talk about and really ask those questions that they've always wondered that maybe isn't answered in some literature. It may not be answered exactly on the website. So it's good to hear the questions they ask, too.
Are sustainability factors something that's important to them? And do they really understand what sustainability is?
Well, I think there's one thing that's consistent as far as sustainability goes is there's a lot of misunderstanding about what that word means. And I think this allowed them to clarify what sustainability really, you know, how it should be defined. And I think the interest varies by region for sure. We had a designer here that's from Portland, Oregon. And, you know, her comment was we definitely have a lot more of the environmentalists in our area as opposed to one of her best friends who's from a different area. So she said, I understand this is not a priority for her, but it is for me and my customers.
That's interesting. The whole outing this year, dramatically different from other years? And what did you walk away with? What were the main points you walked away with?
Well, to answer your first question, it's not dramatically different. It's every year it's a little better. It's a little more as far as the outpouring of information. It's definitely more than the previous years. And as far as what we walked away with, I think we walked away with the knowledge that number one, we have the right people in this process. Number two, we have the right people within our R&D team who really know their stuff. And number three, that we are on track for our priorities with product. And I think the last takeaway I have is that we just have to continue to raise the bar. Mm-hmm. And Vance Bell's challenge on our Shaw Pride Day was to endeavor or to pursue creative destruction. And that was our challenge with our Visions Retreat designers. So as they got off the plane and rode the shuttles to Barnsley Gardens, they created their own mission statement for the Shaw Visions Designer Retreat 2007-2008. And they said, mission statement, create a destruction. And their definition is, tearing down everything we believe or know about design to be and recreating it. And, you know, they take a lot of pride in being a part of our process. So creative destruction to them is just as important as it is to us. So next year, hopefully, we'll just continue to raise the bar even more.
Interesting. Now, what you learn at this outing, how does that work its way into the system? I know the product last year, you actually introduced something called
Inspired
Visions.
Inspired Spaces. Exactly. Okay. It's Visions Inspired Spaces. And last year, that was probably the greatest consistent message. The most consistent message was, give us some more pattern. Give us fashion for the floor. And Inspired Spaces is a collection of patterns that are large scale, small scale, but without a doubt, they're definitely fashion inspired. There's a crocodile, a houndstooth, a zebra, just to name a few. And it basically just put a spotlight on what we already had under development and just pointed even more more heavily that is not only a need but a must for our product direction. For this next year, although I don't want to reveal any exciting facets that we learn and definitely will use in our direction for product for next year, It's just really exciting to see that information and how it translates to what we already have underway. It's not going to radically change what our direction is because it basically validated that we were on track. There will definitely be one or two adjustments we make, specifically maybe in colors. We may move a little darker in some colors, and you know, as far as construction, I think we're on the right path.
I see. Are designers who come to this retreat for the first time, are they surprised somewhat by the process and the steps that you go through in designing and coloring a certain line?
They were wowed, and no pun intended when I said, several said they were floored, but the thing that floored them most of all was the fact that not only were we asking them the questions, but we really do implement their voice. And in one of the comments last year, it said, from our lips to the gods, you know, it went straight into our product. So it is a surprise for them to discover how much we give mm-hmm. credence to their voice.
But I imagine just tuning in, you had mentioned early on the limitations you have by processes and by equipment, et cetera. Mm-hmm. That's probably difficult to tune into, especially somebody that's new to the process.
Well, it may be difficult for them to tune into, but that's not necessarily a negative, because it pushes us to maybe advance in our innovations in technology. You know, if we previously haven't had certain tufting equipment to allow us to make something that they challenged us to create, it pushes us a little further in our innovations. So it's a positive thing in the long run.
Mm-hmm. And you showed me some of the boards before we got here and some of the things that you do here. And I should say we are at your R&D, in your R&D facility as we speak here this morning. Pattern goods, and I think there were some, I guess maybe from last year, mm-hmm. that you had said that they called the designers who showed up at the outing had definite ideas about patterns, and that somewhat perhaps changed your viewpoint a bit, or at least brought more credence to it.
Mm-hmm.
Where does pattern stand overall, do you think, in carpet design? Is that something that we're going to see more and more of going forward?
Well, pattern is definitely one aspect that we're going to see more and more. I think more and more is the key word as far as what we'll be seeing. And I don't mean to be flippant about the choice of words, but I think Mrs. Consumer is just looking for more options, more choices, more ways and opportunities to express her own unique style. And she may not necessarily gravitate towards a zebra pattern, but it might catch her eye. It might inspire her to stretch beyond her comfort zone into something that maybe is a little more daring than she typically would choose. And that's what we really hope to do throughout our products. I feel so strongly about the fact that we're so honored to have our products in the families' homes. And we want to give them something to look forward to come home to. You know, we have hectic lives, busy lives. I'm a working mom, and by the time I come home, it's so nice to sit down and if you look around and you see a beautiful piece of carpet on the floor that's in a really soothing color, and you know, it to have a beautiful life to come home to, and it doesn't have to mean of $500,000 home. It just means that you're surrounding yourself with beauty. That's what we really want to do is provide Mrs. Consumer something that makes her feel
they like and enjoy.
Comforted.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
This is going to conclude the second part of a four-part conversation. My guest is Emily Morrow, the Director of Color, Style, and Design at Shaw. We'll air part 3 of this conversation tomorrow. This is Floor Radio.